Merrill Lynch has agreed to include a warning on its stock recommendations. The warning will advise investors that Merrill Lynch may be doing business with the company whose stock it's raiding. The warning is part of a settlement reached by Merrill Lynch with New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. A 10-month investigation by Spitzer's office found stock research at Merrill Lynch was tainted by the firm's desire to win investment banking business. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The warning on stock research reports is just one of several concessions made by Merrill Lynch in an effort to mollify the Attorney General. Merrill Lynch spokesman James Wiggins says the investment bank will also set up a website listing those companies for which it's handled stock offerings, mergers, or acquisitions.
Investors will know exactly if there's been another business relationship with the company being rated in research and can weigh that as they make their own investment decisions.
Attorney General Spitzer declined to comment on the settlement. Earlier this month, he'd charged that Merrill Lynch's business relationships tarnished its supposedly independent and objective investment advice. He said Merrill Lynch analysts would give companies favorable stock ratings in exchange for lucrative banking business, even when the stocks involved were dubious investments. He cited an email from a senior analyst at Merrill Lynch who admitted, quote, "the whole idea that we're independent of the banking division is a big lie." The Attorney General's office complained that under star analyst Henry Blodgett, Merrill Lynch never advised investors to sell an internet stock, even those they privately disparaged. Court papers quoted one internet analyst who gave a client stock Merrill Lynch's highest rating, even while admitting the stock was a piece of junk. As part of its settlement, Wiggins says, Merrill Lynch will now offer a context for its stock picks, telling investors what percentage of its recommendations are buy or sell.
We're providing by far more disclosure than is currently the industry standard. We agree with the Attorney General that we want to provide investors with all the information possible as they make investment decisions.
Even with the disclosure agreement, Merrill Lynch isn't out of the woods. Wiggins says the company is still negotiating other issues with the Attorney General. According to the Wall Street Journal, Spitzer wants the firm to pay a fine and restitution of up to $100 million. Spitzer has also subpoenaed other investment banks and says the Merrill Lynch case should be a catalyst for industry-wide reform. Wiggins notes that the Securities and Exchange Commission and the National Association of Securities Dealers are now working on new disclosure rules.
We have always felt that in order to have maximum impact, any rules for disclosure or anything else need to apply to the entire industry. If they apply to just one firm, I'm not sure that, you know, the total impact will be realized.
And merely disclosing the potential conflict of interest for stock analysts may not be enough. The Securities Industry Association, a Wall Street trade group, has proposed additional safeguards. Those include making sure that analysts at firms like Merrill Lynch don't have to answer to their investment banking colleagues and don't have their compensation tied to any particular banking deal. For now, such safeguards are only voluntary suggestions. But the association's general counsel, Stuart Caswell, hopes the SEC will adopt them as a rule.
We didn't want there to be any question that the research analyst's report is directed for the benefit of the investing client. You know, we recognize that our number one issue is ensuring that the public has trust and confidence in our markets, that that's in some ways the most important product that we have.
Attorney General Spitzer has called the Merrill Lynch case a shocking betrayal of trust by one of Wall Street's most trusted names. Merrill Lynch, however, insists that its most highly touted stocks continue to outperform the market and concludes the quality of its research speaks for itself. Scott Horsley, NPR News.